Hey, welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. Today we're going to take a look at a Democrat-run state right after this. Welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshawn Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. I am not a fan of a Democrat-run state, run city, and we're going to show you why right after the sponsor, Political Bombshell Store. Get this hoodie that says "Not a fan." If you're not a fan, give this hoodie a try, good quality, and you also can see you get 10% off if you put in Rescue Dawgs. Just go to politicalbombshell.com, then click on Political Bombshell Store, and there you go. What state or city rather that I'm talking about here? Well, let's go to the story. It's just insane. Shocking video of Philadelphia trank zombies is a horrifying glimpse of life in a Dem-controlled city. The sheer dissemination wrought by leaders in America's Democrat-controlled areas is a horrifying glimpse into a dystopian future. Nowhere more so than on the streets of Philadelphia, which has been hit hard by a drug crisis and a shocking video that is going viral shows just how badly the left-wing officials have failed in one of the nation's most historic cities. I can't imagine. I know San Francisco, they had a problem with excrement everywhere from the homeless. In the harrowing clip posted to social media that looks more like a scene out of The Walking Dead than the city of brotherly love, it destitute homeless people are seen lurching around like zombies, victims of addiction to the potent drug. I cannot even pronounce this drug. What do you call it? Xylazine, it looks like. Or as if it's commonly known as Trank, which is a potentially lethal sedative used to amplify the effects of other illegal drugs, including fentanyl, which is a killer, cocaine, and heroin. And you can see on the screen here some video footage. This is bad. This is bad. They're not kidding that it looks like a scene out of The Walking Dead. This is really bad. This is people in Kensington, Philly, as Trank is on the rise. Wow. Wow. You know, we had a revival today, on Sunday. This past Sunday, we had a revival in Bethlehem Baptist Community Church in Holyoke, Massachusetts. It was great. It was where my church, that's in South Hadley, and other churches from around the Valley area, we all got together and prayed for stuff like this, the homeless, people who are on drugs, the prostitutes, the drunkards. We prayed, and we have to continue to pray and try to end things like this. But if you have people who are godless in charge many Democrats are godless. I hate to be blunt about it, but many of them are. We're going to have things like this happening. We really are. But the hellish footage was taken in Philly's Kingston neighborhood, a cesspool of human misery, crime, and open-air drug markets, which is ground zero of the city's frightening drugs crisis, a part of the social decay that has taken place under District Attorney Larry Craner, a proudly progressive prosecutor and one of the top law enforcement bureaucrats, backed by billionaire leftist Georgie Poros, a man who some feel is the biggest blood-sucking ghoul to emerge from the Carpathians since Count Dracula. One liberal. Two illegal. Craner's failures led to him being impeached last year by the Pennsylvania House for, what was he impeached for? Dereliction of duty. However, he remains in office with his trial having been postponed indefinitely, of course. And here's someone tweeting about it, the Wall Street Silver. Philadelphia looks like a zombie town. And this is from Tiki Taki. This is sad. Earlier this year, Sarah Laurel, who runs the local nonprofit outreach organization Savage Sisters, said, "I've never seen human beings remain in these kinds of conditions. They have open, gaping wounds, they can't walk, and they tell me if I go to the hospital, I'm going to get sick. They're so terrified of the detox," she added. "The streets are lined with garbage. You can smell infection." That's bad if you can smell infection. Ugh. Laurel said, "There are hundreds of unhoused individuals without access to public restrooms or showers or housing, and it's sad. You just walk out to Kensington Avenue and smell the rotting flesh," she said. Oh my goodness, that's bad. I mean, look at this. They really do look like zombies. They're not kidding. This is bad stuff, man. This xylazine stuff is horrible. Xylazine is a game changer for people who use substances, Laurel told NPR in an April 2023 interview. When it was first noticed in Philadelphia drug supply, we started to see a slower response when we were reversing overdoses, and then we began seeing wounds on individuals who were using trank dope. And as the past 4 years have gone on, we saw a very large increase. It became the predominant supply, with fentanyl becoming the adulterant to it. And we are now left with individuals that have open gaping ulcers, infections, some necrotic tissue, and that leads to amputation. This is bad. According to the CDC, an animal tranquilizer called, it's an animal tranquilizer? Xylazine is increasingly being found in the U.S. Where's it coming from? Drug supply and linked to overdose deaths. Xylazine, which is not approved for use in people, can be life-threatening and is especially dangerous when combined with opioids like fentanyl. Due to its impact on the opioid crisis, fentanyl mix with has been declared an emergency threat by the White House and National Drug Control Policy. That's bad. That is bad stuff, folks. Really, really bad. Got to turn this down. Let's see what's going on here. Let me turn this down. Okay. Let me find something here. If I could, give me a second. I just wanna play a clip from the revival from Sunday. I can't tell how old, it was a young child. I should have took some footage of him on the drums. This kid can play the drum, but in this case here, he is singing. He's in a choir and he was singing, and I got some footage of him singing. And he's pretty good. Let me put my headphones on so I can hear it as well. Let's see what we got here. So hopefully you heard that. I don't know. But anyway, this is bad stuff. We need to continue to pray and help these individuals that doesn't want to be helped out of a situation like this. Today's show again was brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Not a fan at all. PoliticalBombshell.com. Click on Political Bombshells Store, and there you go. I will see you in the next one. Peace.